This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. We have just passed the halfway mark in the state legislative session. All the state departments at this point have presented their piece of the state budget, and the House Appropriations Committee has invited the public to weigh in. That happened this week. Next, it will be the committee's turn at making changes to what the Jindal administration has proposed. Robert Travis Scott, president of the Public Affairs Research Group of Louisiana, has been following the developments. Hi, Robert.
Good morning.
So there's a new analysis of the budget as proposed by the governor that is out from the House Fiscal Division. What has that revealed?
I guess one person described it as 5 pages of oh my God is one way of saying it. But what it basically shows is that we have found a lot of ways to plug holes in the budget for next year. But there's about $1 billion worth of money that we're plugging into the budget for next year that isn't going to be available the year after. In other words, we have money we're drawing down from the Medicaid Trust Fund. We're borrowing money from the New Orleans Convention Center. We've got some lawsuit settlements. We have the big tax amnesty program that we put into place. And what that does is it creates a problem for the following year, where you basically are creating a $1 billion hole for yourself for the next fiscal year.
This is not the first time that there has been a budget hole, even a large budget hole, filled with a patchwork of one-time funding. So why is this new report from the House Fiscal Division actually causing so many legislators to go, oh my God?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. One, the problem is a lot deeper and a lot worse than a lot of people thought. Also, this budget was presented by the administration as being something, hey, this is pretty balanced. We've got some nice enhancements in here. We can afford to do things we weren't able to do last year. And everything's working out fine. We're not using any one-time money. And I think as you start to strip away what's really in the budget, they're saying, well, that wasn't exactly the right way to describe how this budget is turning out.
What does this mean as we approach the point where members of the Appropriations Committee are going to be able to offer amendments?
Well, I mean, we're halfway through the session, but we're not even halfway through the budget process. We have the House Committee. The House floor will be going next. They'll have their say on it. And then it will go to the Senate. And the Senate every year is the place that finally puts its final stamp on it. And they always seem to miraculously find some revenue sources that nobody ever knew about before. I think in this case, this year, we already have discovered so many miraculous revenue sources. And that's what's creating some of the controversy. We have a long way to go to this process and still a lot of headlines and a lot of priorities. You've got to remember that when you're talking about a state budget, you're talking about the priorities of what you're going to spend on what. Higher education is on the edge of its seat. Healthcare is just a very demanding, spending sector for the state and very hard to beat back. And then you have everybody else.
As we well know, Governor Bobby Jindal is testing the waters to see whether or not he can run for president. This is his second to last budget, if I have got my calculations correct, that he'll actually get to put his signature on as governor. And he has been trying to burnish his credentials for national office, among other things, around this idea of fiscal responsibility and being able to have a small state government. Is that borne out by this budget at this point?
Well, look, I don't think Bobby Jindal is testing the waters to run for president. He's running for president. He's in full bore mode trying to run for president. What he's trying to do now is get traction so that he can get to the top of the heap or near it. That's what's going on. And what he's hoping is that sort of this, the state budget problems, will seem like not really a national issue. What's a more interesting narrative for him is to talk about the robust economic development that's going on in the state and the job creation and how, Louisiana is a great place to do business, et cetera, et cetera. And he has some, he has some good evidence to show he's done, a really good job in that area. He probably takes credit for a lot of things that, you know, maybe aren't necessarily because he did a great job, but because we just happen to live in a great oil and gas friendly state, and there's a lot of assets that need to be built in that area right now, and he's fortunate to be able to capitalize on it. Still, there's no question that he and his economic development department have done a really good job on economic development, especially when you compare it to years past. And so he does have some bragging rights in that front, and I think that's what he wants to take to the national stage, you know, and talk about. Now, will all this economic development turn into more revenue for the state? Will it make the state more prosperous and so on? And that's something where I think eventually that we will get really good results out of that. I think where legislators who are optimistic about that tend to be a little too optimistic is thinking that this is going to really generate a big major sea change impact in the next 2 or 3 years. That I don't think is going to happen. It's going to take a little bit more time for a lot of these things to come to fruition in terms of job and more tax revenue generation.
And that's why we're in a situation now where lawmakers are being forced to consider, how might we restructure the way that we approach this budget and putting together where we're spending and where we're drawing from to pay for it.
Right. I mean, you know, how do you handle your budget now? I think especially for, you know, a governor who has sort of advertised himself as being in favor of a national amendment for a national balanced budget. I mean, I think he needs to be especially careful about the types of budget practices he's using now in Louisiana, which could come back to haunt him. And by that, I mean, in particular, stuff like trying to borrow from a fund to pay back for to a fund in the future and using that borrowing for operating expenses. That doesn't sound like a balanced budget amendment mindset to me. And I think he needs to be careful with some of the steps he's taking right now if he wants to have that really convincing national image that he's a real conservative.
Robert Travis Scott is the president of PAR. Thanks for the insight, Robert.
Well, until next time, thanks a lot.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.